The additional 10 million funding for helping children who are orphaned and in the camps in Libya and in the Lebanon is to be welcomed, actually, to be fair. But it's not much more than we're doing already. What he's turned his back on is the Save the Children plea that the UK takes 3,000, broadly speaking, orphaned children as young as six who are currently in camps in Europe. His arguments against it are pretty bogus, and it's very heartless, because you've got to remember where these children are at the moment. They are in compounds within camps in the Balkans. It is freezing cold. I have been there. I have met them there. As I say, they're as young as six. And we have chosen as a country to turn our backs on them quite deliberately.
So what would you do if you were in government now?
So we would be doing what the Save the Children charity are asking us to do. We will be taking our fair share, which is 3,000 unaccompanied children. We do that knowing that this is in tune with British values. It is the day after Holocaust Memorial Day. And we remember there was a great debate in the 1930s over whether we did or didn't take Jewish children from Europe. I'm very pleased that we did. We should have taken more. And I'm reminded today that what you don't do when you're presented with people in desperate need who have fled from war and from persecution, who have lost their parents for pity's sake, and who are living in cold camps with no one but, you know, a very hard-pressed and very decent charity to look after them, you don't turn your back on them, and David Cameron has chosen to do that.
Looking at some of the newspapers daily here, the tabloids in particular, given the sentiment that appears to be building, should we say, in Europe about migrants in general, whether it's Denmark tightening its borders, do you worry that the British public are losing sympathy for refugees?
Well, I think it's all about leadership, isn't it? And what good leaders do is that they look at an issue and they try and find out about it, and then they take a lead. You don't go following public opinion, you try and persuade people. And the reality is that David Cameron had no intention to do a single thing to help a single refugee until people like yourselves very, very rightly publicised that shocking, tragic picture of the body of Aylin Kurdi on the beach in Turkey last September. That changed public opinion massively, and the Prime Minister did the minimum he thought he could do to keep public opinion quiet back in September and accepted a few thousand refugees from the camps in Northern Africa. Well, that was a step in the right direction, but he has still refused to take a single refugee, desperate refugee, orphaned or otherwise, from the continent of Europe. And there's a million who entered last year. Now, we might say this is an uncontrollable swarm, the kind of things that Farage and Cameron often say, but the reality is it's there. It's the biggest crisis in Europe since the Second World War. It is, numerically. And we as a country are doing absolutely nothing to tackle it. So it's not just wrong in a humanitarian sense. It is politically stupid as we turn our back on a political reality.
And finally, I can hear this is pulling on your heartstrings. You've been to those refugee camps to see those children and the situation they're in for yourself. But in a simple, direct question to you, would you personally take in one of these children to your home?
Yeah, I mean, we all should be prepared to do that. But I think the reality, if you're looking at 3,000...
So you would? You're saying you would take in one of these children to you?
You know, if we should be providing foster parents. We should be looking at the opportunities for these people. And I would want to accept those children into our community. And if I had, you know, personal space, I would. And I look at my community and I think, well, you know, 3,000 across a country of over 60 million people, we can easily cope with that. And in times in the past, you look at... I heard some of the stories of the Holocaust survivors at the ceremony yesterday at the Guildhall, and the people who gave them sanctuary in a much more scary time even than now. And we should all be prepared to do that.